Well, we've got Arcade Comedy Theater. I see Tom and Mary in the audience, and it's very nice. Ricky's out there moving things around, getting it all set to go. So Arcade Comedy Theater has a penny arcade show, and I'm really pleased to let you know that students at Summer Dreamers Academy at Pittsburgh Faison Academy have contributed to this program, thanks to Ben Rutkowski and Tad Whistle of our staff. I'd like you to meet who's here, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself so everybody can get a sense of who the troupe is.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tessa Carroll.
And Tessa, how long have you been doing improv?
I've been doing improv for a little over 3 years now in Pittsburgh.
How did you get involved?
With improv?
Yeah.
I have been watching a lot of comedy all of my life, and I saw these two players in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I lived, called the Pajama Men, and they inspired me to think about, can I do this myself? Can I improvise? And I moved to Pittsburgh. I moved back to Pittsburgh. And the Steel City Improv Theater had just opened and was offering classes. So I just rolled right on in.
It's funny. I still remember the first improv show I ever saw. And it was amazing. Just amazing to, watch it and enjoy it. Let's see. On your left is who?
Hi, I'm Steve Gottschalk.
Hi, Steve. And tell me about yourself.
I've been doing improv for about 4 years now. I also got interested right about the time that Steel City Improv Theater was starting up. And then Arcade Comedy Theater opened up, where we do our shows for Penny Arcade now. And I'm still very involved at both theaters.
Terrific. And next we have...
My name's Chris Leon. And I started doing improv about 3 years ago, a little under 3 years ago. I've been performing all my life, doing music, and improv was a very natural transition for me.
So. Excellent. What is your instrument, or do you sing?
Yeah, I sing. I play guitar.
Yes. Great. And then finally, as part of the troupe, we have...
Hi, Matt Lanning here.
Hi, Matt.
I got started around the same time as Tessa at Steel City Improv. Had a Groupon. I saw the email, and I told my wife, I said, you know, I have to sign up for this. And she said, yes, you do. And I was very excited. I minored in theater in college when taking all these boring business classes, and I'm stuck in an office all day, so I was very grateful to have this creative outlet available to me, and I've been very much enjoying it. Glad to be here today.
So let me explain. It's 20. Thank you all. So there's four players here. It is now 22 minutes after 11 o'clock. For the most part, I'm going to kind of slip into the background. There are some theater games that they will play. They will explain them to you. There may be a call for input at some point. They've already gotten some input from the students we mentioned earlier. I'll remind you that Penny Arcade is the name of the particular program for families that is part of Arcade Comedy Theater. I'll also mention to Tessa that it's appropriate to note shows that you have later today. I know you've got one at 1 soon afterwards. We can maybe talk about that towards the end. But right now they're distributing envelopes right now, envelopes in some parts of the country. But they're envelopes. I have no idea what's in them, but they have them. And I'll let you explain what's going on. This is kind of neat on the radio because people need to understand what's happening here. So what's
Absolutely.
Happening?
So we make up every single show we have, and we use people's ideas. So if you come to our theater, the Arcade Comedy Theater, there's stations that you can visit before the show starts where you can generate character names, pieces of dialogue, actual words that we will use in our scenes, settings. You can draw a setting on the back of the stage, and questions for our question monster, who will be visiting the show a little bit in a little bit here. We didn't have the stations for this show, but we did have the third and fourth graders at Pittsburgh Faison Summer Dreamers Academy submit ideas for our show yesterday, and we have not looked at the ideas yet. They are all hidden in envelopes. So as we make up our show here for you today on the spot, we will be incorporating these character names, dialogue, settings, and questions that we have not looked at yet. So we have to try to be creative as we make up our scenes around those suggestions. And before we start every game, we say, 3, 2, 1, let's play! And so we will have Matt start with our first game today.
All right, thank you, Tessa. Our first game is called Emotional Roller Coaster. I'm going to have Chris and Steve are going to play this game for us. And the way this works is they're going to be putting on a scene, and throughout the scene, I'm going to yell out an emotion, and every line after that point must be told with that emotion behind their voice. And throughout the scene, I'll ring this bell here, and I'll yell out an emotion, and the scene will continue on in that emotion. But you're not just going to be Chris and Steve for this. We're going to take some suggestions here for names. Okay, Chris, your new name is now. Can you read it in the microphone, please?
Jelly Jones.
Jelly Jones, okay.
Jelly Jones.
And Steve, you are now going to be known as...
Banana Ben.
Banana Ben. Okay, so we have Banana Ben and Jelly Jones. And let's see where they are here. This envelope is full of locations. You guys are going to be in a little place called Stickyburg.
Stickyburg.
Wow. Okay, so let's count them down, everybody, and we'll get them started.
Three, two, one,
let's play!
Oh, Banana, I'm so glad you're here with me. I am so hungry. I wish we had some peanut butter.
Oh, I'm hungry too, Jelly Jones. You know what? It's good to be in your hometown of Stickyburg where everything's sticky, but we need to find some place where there's some nice, smooth peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. And after we have some peanut butter, we'll have lots of energy to start our day in play all day long.
Sad.
Because... I want to play really bad. I had a really hard week, and things were very difficult. I lost my favorite toy.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
That's so sad, Jelly Jones.
Maybe after we have some peanut butter, we can play and I'll feel better.
Oh.
Love!
It would be great to play with you, Jelly Jones. It would just, it would fill my heart with... butterflies and fluttery emotions to have such a good friend to play with.
Well, Banana, that's why I invited you, because I know you're the best friend I could ever have to help me through this rough time.
Oh.
It's so important.
Anger.
I don't like being sad. It really makes me mad.
I don't like it either. You come to a friend's hometown of Stickyburg, you expect there to be fun. You don't want sadness. You want lots of fun
playtime. Yeah. And if I have to wait for peanut butter another minute, I'm gonna break something.
Oh. Crazy excited!
Look! There! Over there!
It's peanut the peanut butter!
Oh, yes! Goodness.
Oh. Great! This will be great! Peanut butter with Jelly Jones and Banana Man!
Oh, I'm gonna unpeel and get right in it.
Yeah, you can never have too much peanut butter!
All right! Thank you guys very much. That sounds a lot of fun. I wish we had a big pool of peanut butter in Pittsburgh that we could just go and swim around in. It might be kind of gross, but it sounds fun. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let's go right on to Chris, who's going to introduce our next game
Thank
for us.
Thank you, Matt. So the next game we're going to play is called Pick Up the Pieces. And in this game, we're going to use dialogue that was provided by the folks at the Pittsburgh Faison Summer Dreamers Academy. Now, this dialogue is written on pieces of paper that our two improvisers, Tessa and Steve, will be using during their scene. They're going to perform a regular scene, but every once in a while, they're going to pick up a piece of paper off of the studio table here, and you'll hear them unwrap the paper, open it up, and they will read the line of dialogue that was written. They have no idea what this dialogue says, but they have to make it work in their scene. So there's a lot of surprises in this game. It's going to be a fun one. And we're going to give him some new names. Let's see. Tessa, you are no longer Tessa. You are now Magic Money Pants.
Magic Money Pants?
Yes.
Awesome.
And Steve, you are now Mega Bigfoot.
Mega Bigfoot. All
right. Yeah, and you are in the location. Let's look in another secret envelope for the location you are in. You are in the bathroom forest.
Oh, the bathroom forest.
The bathroom forest. Again, all of these presented by the Pittsburgh Faison Summer Dreamers Academy. And are you ready? We're going to count you down. Everybody out there, count with us.
Three, two, one, let's play! Well, hello there, little Magic Money Pence.
Hello. Hi, Mega Bigfoot. You have such a big foot.
I do. I have a very big foot that I use to step on the toilet here in the bathroom forest.
Oh, well, why don't you take a look at all the different bathrooms there are? There's an indigenous, native to this forest, porcelain bathroom.
Indeed.
I haven't seen one in so long. You know what? I just have to say,
y'all are corny.
Y'all are corny! Y'all are corny for having any bathroom that's not a porcelain bathroom in this forest.
Oh yes, a porcelain bathroom is the best bathroom, although there are many kinds of bathrooms as well. Here we have the shower, and whenever I get in the shower, I say...
I took a cooking class with a rat.
I took a cooking class with a rat!
Well, there's no better time to announce that than in the shower.
Exactly, because that rat really needed a shower.
Also, your voice gets all loose from the hot steam, and it's just a good time to shout that out.
Yes, it makes you go...
You know what? My money pants are jingle-jangling. I think I might need to go over to the other bathroom down the way. Oh, look, here's a bathroom completely made out of wood. Wood always makes me think...
I hate magnets so much right now.
Wood always makes me think, I hate magnets so much right now. They don't work on wood. I can't hang anything up in this bathroom because these magnets just aren't working with the wood. Jeez.
Oh no, what silly magnets. I will hold up your magic money pants for you. It's times like these when you need a friend. Times like these when you say...
Where's them yellow buses at?
Where's them yellow buses at? We've spent enough time here in the wooden bathroom. It's time to catch a bus to the plastic bathroom.
Oh, there's a bus. Hop on.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Thank you for that ride, bus driver. You're such a great bus driver. I want to leave you with this piece of wisdom.
My name is Butt City.
My name is Butt City, Mr. Bus Driver. I know that I told you it was Magic Money Pants. But good people that are friends with me call me Butt City.
Butt City.
Because isn't this a toilet forest? A bathroom forest, after all?
That's where you go to use your butt.
Everything works out in the bathroom forest, as usual. Thank you, guys.
Yay!
And thanks to the Pittsburgh Phase on Summer Dreamers Academy for all those lines of dialogue.
Here at the Penny Arcade, we always have a very special guest come to our shows. And folks at home aren't going to be able to see the guest, so I'm going to tell you what he looks like. But I got to call him into the room first. His name is Question Monster. Come on in, Question Monster! Oh, here he is. Hey, Question Monster.
Hey, guys.
The Question Monster is so big, and he has three heads. And you know what three heads means? It means three brains.
Three brains!
Three brains!
So he's so smart. So any question you ever could have, the Question Monster knows the answer, or at least can give us an answer. So the Question Monster, are you ready for our first question?
Sure. I'm kind of tired.
He always does this. He always falls asleep. You know why? He travels here all the way from planet Zoot, which is several galaxies away, and he's just so tired all the time. But what we always have to do is wake him up. So we're going to count down 3, 2, 1, and say, wake up, Question Monster. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Wake up, Question Monster!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's much better, Question Monster. Now, you came here for a job. We had we had the third and fourth graders at Pittsburgh Faison ask questions, and they need some answers, okay? And the Penny Arcade promised to give some answers. So our first question for you is, why is your house walking away? One more time. Why is your house walking away? I always wanted to know that.
Your
house
is
walking
away
because
it
is
very
fast
and
it
wants
to
get
away
because
it
has
three
needs
and
three
wants
to
run
and
get
What?
Jumping.
Exercise.
Air.
Sleepy.
Oh my gosh. I never knew that. The house has so many desires. Oh, the question monster is asleep again. He fell asleep again. I think he really needs a nap. All right, I gotta wake him up. Everybody at home on the count of three, let's wake up the question monster. 3, 2, 1. Wake up, question monster. We wanna play with you. All right. And I know your favorite way of playing is by answering questions.
Oh, yes. Questions.
All right. So, why are these pretzels making me thirsty?
These
pretzels
are
making
you
thirsty
because
they
are
full
of
lots
of
chocolate
and
sawdust.
And
we
have
lots
of
stuff
that
makes
you
choke.
So
you
must
be
drinking
lots
of
water
and
juice.
Wow. You know what? That was brilliant. That was brilliant. If you really think about it, if your pretzels have sawdust in them, I mean, how could you not get thirsty? So remember, everybody, the monster suggests you drink water and juice when you're eating pretzels. And there he is, snoozing away again. You guys can't see this at home, but the middle head just has drool running on down, just dripping on down to the ground. We have one more question for this question monster, so we're going to wake him up. Ready?
Three, two, one. Wake up, question monster!
Sorry.
Hello.
Oh.
Yeah, wake up and
smell the sunshine, question monster. Yes. This is your last question before you need to go take a nap.
Okay.
You can go take a nap in the nap room before you fly back to Planet Zoo. All right, here's the question.
Yeah.
Why do people love dogs?
People
love
dogs
because
dogs
love
people
and
people
love
to
have
dogs
licking
their
faces
and
then
they
pet
dogs'
faces
fur.
We
like
their
dogs'
tongues
licking
our
faces,
repeating
everything
furry.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, what a brilliant, genius answer that I think only a monster with three heads could have thought of that answer. I love dogs myself. Hey, sleepy pants, it is time for you to go take a nap. Everybody at home, I'm gonna count down 3, 2, 1, and then we're gonna say, go take a nap, question monster. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Go take a nap, question monster!
Whoa. Okay.
Thank you for visiting us.
Bye-bye.
Bye, question monster. Okay, that was so much fun. I love the question monster. We're going to start our next game. Steve's going to explain it.
Thank you, Tessa. We're going to start our next game, which is called Ring the Bell. And the way this game works is that our improvisers are going to make up stories completely off the top of their head. They're just going to say whatever they can think of based on suggestions given to us by the Pittsburgh Faison Summer Dreamers Academy. And what's going to happen is when they make something up, I'm going to ring the bell and then they have to change whatever they just made up. For example, Chris, say something.
I want to go swimming. I want to go to the park. I want to eat lunch. I want to go to Europe.
It's just that easy. All right, so to get started, we're going to have Matt and Chris play this game. But their names aren't going to be Matt and Chris. Chris, your name is going to be Cool Ray.
Cool Ray.
Cool Ray. That's right.
Cool Ray, all right.
And Matt, your name is going to be Mr. Wiggle McMahon.
Mr. Wiggle McMahon, all right.
Cool Ray.
Great. And this is going to take place... This particular scene you're going to play is going to take place in a location called Freakland.
Freakland.
That's right.
All right.
Freakland. All right. You ready, kids? Let's count them down. Three, two, one. Let's play!
Hey, Mr. Wiggle. How's it going today?
Cool Ray! I'm so glad you're here. Oh, I just can't stop
dancing all day long. I need you just to calm me down because I'm getting really tired.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Wiggle, there's nothing better than watching you dance. You have all the best moves of any dancer I know. That's why I like hanging out with you.
Oh, thanks, Cool Ray. I feel so crazy sometimes. I wish I could just be so even-keeled and cool like you. I wish I could just be so tall like you.
Yeah.
I wish I could wear a suit like that. You look wonderful. You really fill that three-piece suit out.
Thank you. It's easy to be cool when you're cool like me, you know? That's not bad, but the thing about it is, we're together. And when we're together, I'm cool and you're a little crazy. I'm cool and you're a little shorter. I'm cool and you look like you need a suntan.
I have been feeling a little bit pale. Maybe that's why I can't wear a suit, because my skin's just so bright and white, it doesn't work out for me too well.
We should go outside and enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe a little sunbathing is what I need.
Well, sure, I have these sunglasses I'll put on. I have this sunscreen I'll put on. I have this really nice big sombrero you should wear.
Oh, let me try it on.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. That looks good on you.
Oh, no, Cool Ray. This might block a little bit too much sun. If I'm trying to get tan...
Oh.
Actually, how about if I just get my body tan, and this will keep my face nice and bright.
Good idea, Mr. Wiggle.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to get these lawn chairs and set them up out back, okay? I'm going to go outside and mow the grass down as short as possible, because I don't want it poking me when I'm laying out there in the sun. I'm going to go outside and find a car that's driving by, flag it down... And then we can lay on top of it. I'm going to go outside and look at the clouds and just yell for a while, because that's what I like to do. I'm going to go outside and check the mail, because I haven't done it in a few days and I forgot to. I don't know.
Well, that's a good idea, because the mail always brings something fresh every day. And we like to see what's coming, you know? Could be something that'll make you feel a little less wiggly today.
Yeah, this you know what? This sunshine is kind of calming me down a little bit, Cool Ray.
It's getting me a little bit excited.
Uh-oh.
I feel like dancing.
All right.
I feel like singing.
Thanks, guys. Now Tessa's going to explain our next game. Over to you, Tessa.
Thank you. This is our last and final game, and it's one that we have a lot of fun with. But we're going to need a little bit of help from Larry for this game. What we like to do is we usually ask our audience at the Penny Arcade comedy shows if anybody has a story, a fairy tale or a kid's movie that they really love, that they'd love to retell for us. And what we do is we take that story and then we reenact it and make the Penny Arcade version of it, where we all are playing different characters from that story. So example stories have been Cinderella or Jack and the Beanstalk. So, Larry, would you be able to help us out with that?
Certainly. You have a show this afternoon, right?
We have a show next Saturday, August 9th at 1 p.m. It's the second Saturday of every month. And then we also have a very...
At the Arcade Comedy Theater
at 811 Penn Avenue.
In the Cultural District.
In the Cultural District, yes. So... It's
Liberty Avenue.
811 Liberty Avenue.
Oh, no. How terrible. I'm so sorry. You know, it's yes. But you can also find out information about any of our shows at www.facebook.com/Penny Arcade Comedy. So Penny Arcade Comedy on Facebook. And we have a big event coming up at August 23rd at 1 p.m. at the Henry Heyman Theater as part of the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival, the very first Pittsburgh Comedy Festival. We are performing a kids' comedy cabaret. So along with Josh and Gab, who play music and mix their music with comedy, and then Mark Hayward, who is a world-traveling and award-winning yo-yo artist. So the Penny Arcade will be joining forces with those two local Pittsburgh groups to entertain the kids of Pittsburgh and make you laugh. It's a very affordable show at $5, and those tickets are at pittsburghcomedyfestival.org.
See how I did that to get extra time to think about my story?
You're a clever one.
I'm going to go in a little different direction, but I know you're up for the challenge, and it's
Oh boy.
Okay. I think it's George Washington, not Lincoln. The chopping down of the cherry tree.
Oh, yes.
And it's George Washington, right? I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down the cherry tree. It gives you a lot of room to tell that story. It's not much of a plot. It's just a couple. I don't have to help you. That's the story I've got.
Well, okay. We can work with that. We will work with that. Absolutely.
Is that the kind of story? Will that work?
Well, it works. Actually, we like to have like a little narrative arc that we can hit upon. So.
Well, what do you know about that story?
I don't know much about that story.
Well,
but
whatever you do.
I know some people say it isn't really true, that he didn't really chop down a cherry tree, that it might have been another kind of tree. I know some people say the incident didn't happen whatsoever. I also know that some people say it was just a ruse so that people wouldn't, like, think about his false teeth or his powdered wig.
Oh, uh-huh. Do you know when it happened in his life?
I think when he was a little boy.
When he was a little boy.
He still had false teeth at the age of 12.
Those colonial teeth.
Do you know what the repercussions of this was?
Well, he had to – well, he got in trouble for chopping down the tree – and he probably had to plant another tree, assuming that he did.
Okay. I think we can work with that. All right. Okay. So we are going to set our clock. So we give ourselves, in the beginning here, we give ourselves 2 minutes to tell the Penny Arcade's version of George Washington cutting down the apple tree.
Cherry tree.
Or was it?
I don't know. We'll find out in the story.
Could have been a shoe tree.
Maybe it was Abe Lincoln. I don't know. Okay.
Could have been a family tree.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to start the clock. So we start with our three, two, one.
Let's play!
Hey, Mr. Washington, have you seen little Georgie? He was supposed to be home hours ago.
I don't know, and I can't find my hatchet either. I was going to go out and collect some firewood, getting ready for winter, and I can't find that dang kid. Funny enough, anytime there's chores, he's nowhere to be found, little Georgie.
I can't believe it. It's been so cold here. He knows we need to keep the house warm. He should have been home hours ago. Where could he be?
Oh, I'm going to take a hick dog and go out for a walk and see if I can find him.
Oh, yes, I'll make some muffins while you're gone.
Sounds great.
See you, Martha. Very good.
Cut to George's tool room.
Oh, wow. They're going to find out. Oh, my. Somebody's going to find out the second they walk through that orchard. They're going to see the tree is gone. What will I say? What will I say?
Hey, George.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I was walking by your tool room, and I say, are those wooden teeth in your mouth?
Why, yes, Andrew Hamilton. Those are wooden teeth in my mouth.
Well, how do you chew with wooden teeth?
Very carefully.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Hey, there seems to be a tree missing over here in the yard.
I can't tell a lie to you, Andrew Hamilton. I can't tell a lie. I chopped that tree down. I chopped that cherry tree down.
Oh, my gosh. I'm running to the town square and telling everybody, you must retribute yourself for this crime.
Cut to the town square. Hey, everybody!
Hey, have you seen my son, George?
Oh,
I'm
yes,
here,
I
Dad.
Have.
George,
hi, Dad.
We got all kinds of chores to do. Winter's coming fast.
You look, are
look,
me, George.
Dad, Mom, I can't tell a lie. I chopped down the cherry tree, and I'm here in front of everybody to plant a new one.
Those were my favorite cherries.
Well, I say, yeah, you better plant a new one.
I appreciate you
planting
being
it now.
Yeah.
You
better plant
be
a new one.
Someday.
Yay!
Yay!
Time's up. Time's up. Okay, so we told that story in about 2 minutes, 10
That's
seconds.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I think we could do it faster than that.
I think we
could
do it faster.
I think we could do it faster.
Matt thinks
you
we can
think
do it
we
faster.
Could, what should we do?
A minute? Can we do it in a minute? All right.
All right, if
let's
you think we can do
one
it,
minute.
You're on my team. I'm down with
good?
You. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Set that timer. Let's
okay, I have it set. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Let's play!
Hey, Pa.
Have you seen little Georgie? It's really getting cold. He's supposed to be home hours ago.
No, he's supposed to be doing chores, and of course he disappears. I'm taking the dog. I'm going out to find him.
Cut to the tools room.
Make some muffins.
In the tool room. Oh, my. I'm little George Washington. I feel so guilty. I chopped down that cherry tree in the orchard. Oh, hello, little Andrew Hamilton.
I was walking by the tool shed, and I noticed, hey, what's up with those wooden teeth? Can you eat stuff or what?
Oh, it's very awkward. I can't lie to you, Andrew Hamilton. My conscience is weighing on me. I chopped down a cherry tree.
Oh, my gosh. I'll go into the town square and tattle in on you.
Cut to the Times Square.
Have you seen my boy?
Yes.
I'm here, Dad.
Hey, I wanted some cherries and I couldn't find any anywhere. Do you know anything about that?
I have to tell the truth. I chopped down the cherry tree.
You'll pay for your crimes.
I'm going to plant a new one right now, right in front of all of you.
My boy's so honest.
I appreciate your honesty, son. Maybe someday you could be a president if this country ever had one.
What? We did it. 1 minute. That was great. I'm out of breath from that one.
That's pretty great. I think we could do better, though.
What?
I think we could do it faster.
Yeah, let's trim it down. Maybe 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Hey, if you guys think we can do
let's
it,
do it. Let's do it.
I'm down. Yep. I'm down.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get pumped up.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Let's play!
Paul, where's George?
I don't know. I'm going to go find him. He's supposed to be doing chores.
Make some muffins.
Oh, sure. I'm little George Washington. I feel so guilty.
Oh, I was walking by here. Your wooden teeth are really alarming.
They are, little Andrew Hamilton. I feel so guilty. My conscience is weighing on me. I chopped down a cherry tree.
That's where it went. I'm telling everybody in the town square. Cut to the town square.
Where's my son?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I chopped down the cherry tree, but I'm going to plant a new one now.
Okay.
Well,
if we decide to form a democracy in this country, perhaps you can be the first president.
We did it.
30 seconds. Awesome. Aww. Okay, I'm getting really into this. I wonder if we could do it in 15 seconds.
Okay.
A presidential 15
crazy,
seconds.
But...
Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get pumped. 3, 2, 1.
Let's play!
Where's George?
I'm feeling so guilty.
Your teeth are terrible.
They are terrible. I cut down the cherry tree.
Oh.
Town Square. George, I want some cherries. Where are they?
Mom, Dad, I cut down the cherry tree.
Oh,
I feel so bad.
This.
I'm going to plant a new one.
Good idea.
Very presidential of you, son.
We did it. 15 seconds. Okay, so I've been thinking just now.
What you been thinking,
Tessa?
What
if we did this in 5 seconds?
Whoa.
It'll be our last one.
That would be truly presidential.
Okay.
Take a deep breath, everybody.
We're running out of time, so
rest
up. We might as well.
Five seconds.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Let's play!
George!
Oh, your teeth are terrible.
My conscience, I chopped down the cherry tree.
You'll pay for this.
Mom, Dad, I'll make a new one. I'll plant a new one.
President!
We did it.
Guys.
That's our favorite one.
That could be my new ringtone. I like it. Thank
that's
you all for being here. We should do this again. I think it would be a lot of fun. Penny Arcade, part of the Arcade Theater Company, and look for them, or Arcade Comedy Theater. Let's not forget that part. Look for them a week from today at 1 o'clock on Liberty Pen, Pen, Liberty Pen, Liberty, Liberty Pen.
Liberty.
I always confuse those two.
Right next to the Harris Theater.
Yes, look for them there. Anything else you wanted to mention that I may not have gotten to?
I just, once again, we would love to see everybody at the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival. So that's pittsburghcomedyfestival.org for more information.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We loved it.
Well done.